you guys.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to both of you. I'm so jealous of Kelly Ripa, who gets to sit between the two of you. Every time I see the three of you, I'm like, I wish I was Kelly.
You can be our Kelly. You can be our Atlanta Kelly Ripa.
There you go. I want to be. You guys are a trip. I'm so delighted to talk to you. And happy birthday. I can't believe you're a day apart, birthday-wise.
I know. It's weird. Crazy. And unfortunately, we're a year apart, so that I'm a year older, so which Andy likes to remind me of.
Of course, Anderson. So what's your big surprise that you've got for Andy in Atlanta?
Well, I can't say because he's on the line, but I can say it's not a surprise he's necessarily going to be all that thrilled that I'm revealing, because to me, it's the funniest thing I've seen probably in about a year, but I'm not sure Andy will think it's so funny, but it'll be at his expense.
Anderson and I try to embarrass each other on stage. That's one of the most fun parts of the tour, I think, for both of us, because we're basically in front of a crowd and we're telling stories and we're really dishing and we're having a lot of fun. But one thing is, we always come with something that might put the other in an uncomfortable position.
Why not? Because there's nothing more fun to see than a guy squirm.
It's so Absolutely. Easy to make Anderson blush.
Anderson, I know, it's true. It's fun and funny to watch you guys on TV. I can't wait to see you on stage. Tell me what it was like in Boston, like the first time that you did this. And that was a couple of months ago, right? So the dates are spread
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we did Boston and Miami. We just were sold out a show in Chicago. It's incredible. I mean, we started doing this, we weren't sure how it would go or how it would work, and Boston was the first one, and the theater was just packed, and a lot of women who had been out, ladies' night out, you know, there was a lot of folks drinking, and a lot of husbands came along with their wives and boyfriends. It went so well. We were really stunned, and every time it's just gotten better and better. So Atlanta, we're really looking forward to be kind of the best show yet.
It's so fun. It's such a party atmosphere, and also it's a conversation between the two of us, and then we turn it over to the audience, and we make it interactive. It's surprising and funny and hilarious.
I was going to ask
him. Me out in Andy's clubhouse for a night, except it's uncensored and unedited, and it's all very, very raw.
Well, you know, I'm surprised at how raw it actually is on Bravo. I get a kick out of it. I'm just like, wow, what can they get away with saying this next time, you know? I'm pretty amazed.
Yeah, we push the envelope, which I love. I'm so grateful that I haven't been fired yet.
Oh, you will never be fired. Are you kidding? Andy, I've got to ask you this. In your clubhouse, and I've wondered this for years, so now I know I'll get the right answer. What is the orange thing on the shelf behind? It's next to the green.
It's mushroom. A lion.
That's what I thought, but there's no face on it. It looks like there's no face.
Yeah, it's a lion. There's a little face on it. It's a sweet little lion. I bought it in Brooklyn, and I thought, oh, this would look good in my clubhouse.
Yeah, the clubhouse is basically Andy's apartment. I mean, it's a replica of Andy's apartment. So it really is. In fact, I was just over at Andy's apartment last night. He had a kind of a birthday thing for us both, and it's basically like hanging out on his set.
Okay, who is at your birthday party?
Last night?
Yeah.
Who was there, Anderson? Kelly Ripa, of course, and Mark Consuelos. And then, I don't know if there's anyone else that you would have... Oh, Billy Eichner was there from Billy on the Street.
Yes!
Anyone else, Anderson, that people would know?
Not any other, famous people. Or the people would know. But it was fun. I mean, it was very mellow. Andy, when he normally has a party, it was like, that was a very impromptu thing. When Andy has a party, he plans it like a show, and he casts it like a reality show reunion. So he casts it like a Housewives reunion. Because he wants drama, he wants somebody who's less than a... fall down and pass out drunk. He wants somebody to get in a fight and then make up. He wants the whole human range of emotions.
And did it all happen last night?
No, last night was more mellow.
It was, you know, it's the middle of the week. It was just kind of a mellow gathering. But that when he has a real party, he has a legendary Christmas party. And frankly, that's what he wants our stage, you know, when we're on stage together. That's what he wants each night to be. So we're at the Cobb Energy Center in Atlanta on June 20th. And so he wants it to be sort of like a real life reunion episode where there's drama and everything going on and watching light wine.
One of the reasons why I love you guys, and especially Andy, I love your show on Bravo. I started watching real early because I'm from Atlanta, so I thought I have to watch The Housewives, and I thought I'd watch for the scenery at first, and then I was like, just, you know, hook, line, and sinker drug into it.
Right.
It's almost like a radio show. It's like old-time radio. The games you play and the bits that you do, and it's really... Anderson, have you ever done radio?
Yeah, a little bit here and there, but no, but not professionally.
Like a show, yeah, because I'm doing a morning show now, and I've always done afternoons, but it's always about theatrics, you know? And Andy, it's just a real, real comfortable, fun, wonderful show. Nobody's doing anything like what you do. Yeah.
Well, on your show, on your radio show, is everyone drunk? Because on Andy's show, everyone's drunk. And I think that's the secret to Andy's show, because as soon as you arrive on the set, they start trying to ply you with alcohol.
That's true.
And the Shansky.
Anderson, the secret to my show is me, Anderson.
Well, that's
I'm funny. The special sauce.
That's true. That's the thing. You know, it's funny, our show in Chicago, you know, the show started at 8 o'clock on Saturday nights, and the one in Chicago, I think it got started like 10 minutes late, because so many people were lined up at the bar because they wanted to watch the show while drinking or having tequila or having some wine. So as the night went on, it got progressively kind of crazy. And by the time we opened it up to questions to the audience, you know, because we'd like it to be a lot of audience interaction, and it was pretty wild.
It's going to be very super rowdy in Atlanta. There's no doubt in my mind, especially because you'll probably have some special guests, wouldn't you?
Maybe? I don't know. That's a good question. You know, we haven't had, you mean some housewives?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, wouldn't they come?
You know, a couple of them have reached out and said, I'm going to, I may come. So you may see some housewives there.
I think that would be funny to see you deal with them as members of the crowd. And also,
want to be tardy for this party.
Yeah. And what cocktail, I know that Andy's tequila, Anderson, what's yours?
You know, I'm not a big drinker, so I have one cocktail and I'm loopy. So I like a tequila shot. We usually do a tequila shot before we go out, and Andy actually drinks during the show. I'm sort of trying to keep the thing moving.
Anderson is making sure that the wheels do not completely come off the bus. One of us,
right?
Anderson is the designated driver.
I love it.
I'm the designated driver.